The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. With available H-Track all-wheel drive so you can take on the dirt trails and kick up some mud. Standard third-row seating so your whole family can experience the thrill together. Available dual wireless charging pads so no one gets stuck in the great outdoors with a dead phone. Learn more about the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
What's up, everybody? Welcome in to The Early Edge. I'm your host, Alan Bell. We've got a fantastic show lined up for you today. But before we get to the fantastic picks of what we have today, let's take a look at how we did it yesterday. Not bad here. All right, look, now I've got to say, the jeweler almost crushed it on the women's national team 4-0 play there. It was 3-0 with like 10 minutes left, and we were all just pins and needles waiting for that last goal to go in. But a fantastic day. Let's take a look at Early Edge in 5, how we did yesterday afternoon. Mets and Reds both came through with us. It's rare that you see teams hit back-to-back inning 3-run home runs, but we will take it on that for sure. And then Yelio Urias, under 5.5 Ks, unfortunately doesn't come through. But I'll tell you this. You know what? We got great picks lined up for today. Let's bring in the stars of the show and take a look at it. And, gentlemen, first off, it's great to see you. Obviously, Maestro, Buckets, both of you. But first, boys, did you know we are nominated, all right, for a Best Sports Podcast category, the People's Choice Podcast Awards. That's right. We appreciate all you guys and what you do for us, and we hope you enjoy our show enough to nominate us to advance to the final round. To nominate The Early Edge, go to podcastawards.com/app/signup and then toggle down to the sports category. The whole process takes less than 60 seconds. Jeweler has included that link at the top of the episode description as well on YouTube and where you get your podcast downloaded. So any vote you give to us, obviously, you know, we greatly, greatly appreciate that. All right, let's get into it for today. First off, gentlemen, Maestro, good to see you, buddy. How we doing?
Oh, great to be here, guys. It's a sad day when you lose a giant like Hammer and Hank, a guy that we worked closely with for the past 4 years at the end of his legendary career. And I'm going to talk a little bit more. I got a little bit more about Hank coming up.
Yeah, you know, Hank Goldberg, like you speak about somebody who, one, changed an industry, but two, I mean, somebody who brought it mainstream, right? Like everybody, all of us that bet on sports, Hank Goldberg was at the front of this thing, man, way back. He did work for the Dolphins during Don Shula's entire career. Like, we could go the whole show listing all of his accolades. Just a legend of the game. We'll talk more about that here in just 1 second. Buckets, good to see you, sir. How are we doing?
I am good, man. It is great to be here as always. If I'm not mistaken, too, in that USA game, I think there were 2 goals called back for USA by VAR as well, just to make that pain hurt a little bit more. But we got some really good soccer today, so I'm excited for it.
Yeah, it was, man. You know, and my favorite part is when VAR makes a decision and Twitter loses its mind. That's one of my favorite things in soccer ever. All right, let's get into storylines that affect the betting lines for today. And Maestro, buddy, I'm going to hand it over to you. Like you said, we lost Hank Goldberg, a legend of the industry, just a great person overall. Talk to us about it, man.
Yeah, Hank was a joy to be around. I mean, he had such a passion for this. We used to talk every Wednesday morning when he was at dialysis, and he wanted to give his picks while he was there, and there'd be stuff going on, and they were trying to hook him up and set him up. And I'm like, Hank, I can call you back. He's like, no, this is what I'm doing it. And we did it every Wednesday. He would give me his NFL picks, and that was something that I will cherish. And the other thing that struck me is just from one of the lunches we had and talking about all the coaches, he would call up and say, what's going on in your program? Is this guy really hurt? You know, and I'm like, how do you get that information? How do you call? He's like, they want horse tips. You know, they want, I mean, first of all, they know him and they loved him, but they also wanted his tips on horse races. And he would trade that, which I thought was kind of funny, with a lot of big names. I just want to give out what Hank had on the Super Bowl this past year, his last NFL pick. He missed the total, but look what he wrote. And I'm looking on his Sportsline page right now. He had the Bengals +4.5. He said they already won at Tennessee and the Chiefs. He said that's a bigger challenge than these Rams. He said that the Bengals defense shut down the Chiefs in the second half of the AFC title game, and the Rams offense poses less of a challenge. He said, I'm taking Cincinnati to cover in a close game, but I wouldn't talk anyone out of also playing the Rams on the money line in an attempt to middle the game. And of course, that's exactly what happened. 23-20 Rams, a fitting last pick on Sportsline for a legend, Hank Olberg.
Absolutely. And I mean, he nailed it. Like you just said, he absolutely nailed it. And I'll tell you this, for how much of a legend that Hank Goldberg is, everybody remembers that famous picture of Joe Namath, you know, claiming, you know, predicting that the Jets win the Super Bowl, where he's laying out by the pool and you got the reporters beside him. Hank Goldberg is in that picture. Like, that's how much of a legend that this guy is. He was right there. The dude was great, man. So, yeah, well said by you, Maestro.
And I would urge everyone, there's so many great tributes and great stories going around on CBS, on ESPN, elsewhere. Just a ton of stuff to read about Hank.
Totally. Absolutely. 100% agree with that. All right, Buckets, coming over to you, my man. Champions League qualifiers. Talk to us. I'm not the biggest, knowledgeable guy, you know, in terms of it. So break it down for me, man. What paths do we need to know? Where do we need to, you know, kind of pay attention to here?
Absolutely. So the Champions League format is a little bit weird here. The vast majority of teams have already qualified through domestic competitions in the European big leagues. So like La Liga, EPL, Bundesliga, a lot of these spots have already been taken for next year's Champions League. There's a few small pool of teams that can still qualify through a knockout tournament called the Path to Champions. These are the number one teams in all the more obscure leagues around the world. So like Kosovo, Korea, Lithuania, Georgia, Sweden. These are all teams that can still qualify, but can only do it through a knockout tournament that starts today. So it's a little bit weird to have Champions League action here in July, but I'm not going to complain about it. I am here for it, and I'm excited. And we've got a couple picks later in the show that are going to correlate with the action going on here today.
All right. I like it, man. Well said. Well said. All right. Before we get to those picks, let's take a quick break and hear from one of our sponsors.
Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country, the kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
And we are back. All right, we have got one play for you today from the site. All right, we're going to go Cubs at Brewers. We're going Brewers money line, and this is courtesy of our man, Stephen O. All right, the Brewers win this at almost 70% of simulations. All right, you're getting strong value of this number. Milwaukee has won 3 of 4 at home against Chicago this season, outscoring the Cubs 25-6 in those 4 contests. The Brewers have won 7 of 9 overall, while Chicago has dropped 2 straight. We are going to roll with the Brewers here on the money line at minus 140. Hit it. Let's get a nice Brewers win. All right, Buckets, coming over to you. You got a couple plays for us. I'm not sure that I can pronounce most of these teams here. However, that's why you're giving the picks and you're the expert and not me. So break it down, Matt. What do you got?
You're being too humble, AB. I know you're a fan of these teams. I know you're a big Malmo FF fan, so we're going to talk about
big times. Yeah.
We have to find value in these matches where it can be a little bit tricky at times because these are, as we mentioned, some more obscure leagues playing. So my first pick is actually going to be a two-team money line parlay. We've got Malmo FF playing Viking Reykjavik versus the Shamrock Rovers playing the Hibernians. We're taking Malmo FF money line, and we're taking the Shamrock Rovers money line together at minus 130. These are not only two of the heavy favorites today, but these are two of the heavy favorites in the competition as a whole. They're both playing at home and are looking to make a statement right out the gate. Going into our second pick, we've got the best team in Kosovo, KF Balkini, playing the best team in Lithuania, which is Vinicius FK Žalgiris. These are two of the highest attacking, most aggressive teams in the competition. Both teams over domestic play averaged over 2.5 goals a game across all their competitions. And these are two teams that are going to be desperate here to have a little bit of club and country glory. So both teams to score at minus 120 here. I would have taken that all the way up at minus 160, minus 170. So I am loving both teams to score in this matchup.
I'm not going to lie. Both teams to score is my favorite bet at soccer. I don't care who's playing, what league, whatever it is. Both teams to score is my favorite. Now, all right, Jeweler, if you could, in the chat, my man Dylan Foster wrote about the Yankees here. Could you post that comment on the screen for me real quick? Because Dylan Foster says Yankees 5, Pirates 3, 9-inning correct score. Dylan, I've got to tell you this. I've got three plays today, and I love exactly where your head is at. All right, first off, we're going to go Yankees on the run line, -1.5 against the Pirates. Let me give you a little Chick-fil-A nugget here. All right, both teams had the day off on July 4th. All right, coming off a day off, the Yankees, 10-0 this season. Coming off a day off, the Pirates, 0-11 this season. The Yankees are also throwing Jameson Taillon on the mound today. We're going to take them on the run line, -1.5. We're also going to play the Yankees team total over 4.5. I think that they're going to get the job done offensively as well. There's a good chance we hit at least 1 out of 2, hopefully likely 2 out of 2 in both of these plays. We're going to double down on the New York Yankees today. Last play, we're going to ride the Cincinnati Reds team total over 3.5 against the New York Mets. Now, you might say, you know, fading Max Scherzer, right, going against him in terms of scoring runs, generally not the greatest idea. That said, he hasn't started since May 18th. It's almost been 2 months, okay? So first, I'm expecting a little bit of rust. Second, all right, he's going to be on a bit of a, you know, a pitch count probably, so to say. Like, I don't see him going 8 full innings, right? Now, again, fading Max Scherzer, not always the best idea. But today, I like that play. So we're going to go with the Reds team total over 3.5 there. So those are my three plays. Now, you know the spot. It's the Maestro spot. He named it. He is it. He lives it every day. Maestro, hit us, man. What you got?
All right, let's go back to the well with those Marlins, the pesky Marlins. They've won 5 in a row. They're still under 500, but this is a team that comes home after several dramatic wins, all the momentum. They even rested a few regulars yesterday and got the job done in Washington. They're laying minus 141, minus 145 to the Angels, who had the day off. They needed a day off. They got swept. They got humiliated in Houston. You know, they struck out 20 times on Sunday. They struck out 48 times over the weekend. Mike Trout, 0-11 with 9 strikeouts for Mike Trout. This team strikes out more than anyone in baseball. And now who do they have to face? The best pitcher in baseball, Sandy Alcantara, who has a whip under 1. He has a 1.95 ERA, but at home he's even tougher with a 1.80 ERA. Facing Noah Syndergaard, who has been decent in some spots, but on the road, 6.53 ERA. This open minus 130 overnight was quickly gobbled up. Posted on the site at minus 145 because we have to use the Caesars line, but I am seeing 141 in several spots. Let's stay hot with the Marlins tonight. Let's make it 6 in a row.
Man, let's do that indeed. You're exactly right on Miami. All right, everybody grab your paper, grab your pencils. Take a look at the recap here. Courtesy of the Jeweler, it looks fantastic. Maestro, as he just said, on the Marlins money line, minus 141. Buckets, go ahead and read these teams to me because I can't pronounce them correct.
I was so excited to hear your pronunciation, AB.
Well, I'll give it a shot. Malmo money line and Shamrock Rovers money line. I can get that one, minus 130.
There you go.
And we're going to go KF Balkini Vilnius FK Zalgiris. Yeah, you might want to repeat that one for me.
We've got KF Balkini versus Vilnius FK Zalgiris playing today. And these games start early, score, by the way. These games start at 1 and 2 p.m., so make sure you get in those.
Good call. Good call. Everybody, make sure to get that in early. Both teams' score is at minus 120. Site play, the Brewers' money line, minus 140. I'm on the Reds' team total over 3.5. Yankees, -1.5 on the red line, and the Yankees' team total over 4.5. Jeweler, jump on, buddy. Break down this gym for us. What do you got?
We are going to take John Rahm, minus 120 in a tournament matchup over Scotty Scheffler. Rahm just plays link-style course as well. We might see a Bomb and Gouge Fest turn up at the Renaissance Club here in Scotland this week for the Scottish Open. Let's get John Rahm on slower greens, and I think he'll start rolling those putts in, make a lot of birdies, get the win over Scotty Scheffler. That's all we need him to beat, Scotty Scheffler. He's been shanking some balls over at the JP McManus Pro-Am. So let's just get Rahm to beat Scotty Scheffler.
You know what? Hey, you know what? We don't have to ask for everything, you know, huge, right? Like, let's just get this. Let's knock it out. Let's win. Also, anytime that I hear the word birdie, and look, I play golf. We all play golf, watch golf. I always think of Above the Rim. Like, I love that movie. And I, anytime that I hear birdie, I mean,
AB, right, that's just you shoot? We should get out sometime. God.
You know, we should play. Like, I'm very high 90s. Like, I'll keep everything straight, right? Like, I'm just not going to go long. So the longer that the course goes, like, that's where my game lacks. Like, I'm not bombing it off the tee. What about you, man? How's your golf?
That's a game that ages well, you know, if you keep it straight and consistent.
It is.
Like that. I can play, you know, in the hundreds, but no, I have 91 is the best I've ever shot. Never broken 90.
Yeah, shoot, man, that's nice, buddy. Like, you would beat me for sure. But you know, I'll tell you this, though, you're right of what you said. Like, whenever you play early on the weekends, like, and you see, you know, kind of the veterans, the old timers out there, that's how they play, man. Quick play, keep it in the fairway. So I kind of look up to that. I'm with you on that. All right, everybody, thank you so much for tuning in. We'll be live again today at 4 p.m. Eastern for the Early Edge in 5. And I'll tell you what, it'll be me, Prop Stars, and Johnny B, John Bowman, will be back on the show. Can't wait to see that one, 4 p.m. Eastern. But as always, best of luck. Let's cash these tickets.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.